Pirates and Marlins in Pittsburgh Friday. Vance Worley starting for the Marlins. He comes in 0-2 with a 6.59 ERA, still looking for his first win. But he'll help his own cause in the top of the second inning. He's up with the score tied up at one. It's second and third, two outs as he steps in at the plate against Tyler Glasnow.
And he hits a sharp grounder off the glove of Freeze. Miami gets a run. Worley gets another hit. And the Fish lead it 2-1. Vance Worley proving he can swing the bat. Remember, his last base hit was a line drive into left field. Smoked it. We were talking exit velocity for Vance. Stanton drives it center field and deep. And over the batter's eye. Wow. It bounces back onto the warning track, up on the very top of the batter's eye. It kicked back into play. A mammoth home run for Stanton, number 16, and Miami has a 3-1 lead.
I'm speechless. That's the one, Rich. You've been promising me all year long that we were going to get one of these, and that's it. There it is. He's had some impressive ones this year, but that was the cameraman we were waving at 5 seconds ago. Are you kidding me? How about turning that? I've never seen that before. That's over the batter's eye here in Pittsburgh. Holy cow.
2-0 pitch to Tyler Moore is rocketed to left. Frazier turns around. He looks up, and Tyler Moore's hit one out. It's a two-run shot, second in the inning, and the Marlins open it up 5-1 here in the third. For Tyler Moore, his third on the season.
Stanton, that's a base hit. Down the line it goes. Gordon around third, headed home. Giancarlo, who's having a great year against lefties, adds to it, has battered the Pirates pitching. 7 runs, 14 hits last night. 10 runs, 14 more hits tonight. Stanton has done something no one's done in this ballpark. And Moore sends it to left. That's deep. He's hit another.
Nice.
Tyler Moore pulled this one. His second of the night, his fourth of the season. And Miami now has an 11-4 lead.
How about it?
The Marlins pick up their 10th win in their last 13 games as they clobber Tyler Glasnow and the Pirates 12-7. The Pirates had plenty of chances. They went 5-for-20 with runners in scoring position. The Marlins continue to add to their best stretch of baseball in the season. They make it 10 wins in their last 13 games following a 12-7 win on Friday in Pittsburgh. Here's Miami manager Don Mattingly.
Where the guys basically kept swinging the bats all night. Is one of the things you like, because they were coming. You know, they score early and they kept scoring, and it felt like it was going to be one of those games that we were going to have to go out and keep trying to put runs on the board and not be satisfied with the number of runs that we were getting. So fortunately, it made it feel a little easier to end, but not that much easier.
You mentioned it earlier in the game, before the game, Tyler Moore, and I'm thinking last night you have Dietrich was filling in for Prado. Now you have Moore's filling in for Boer, and sometimes in the past the guys that filled in haven't been able to keep it going, but your guys have.
They've been really good. I mean, Tyler's really swung the bat well, you know, since he's been in there, and he's hitting the ball, you know, with authority, he's hitting for power, he's driving in runs, he's playing good defense. There's nothing more to really ask from Tyler. And Deet has been, you know, swinging the bat better, which is a good feeling for us too. Really just like the top.
I mean, obviously, contributions up and down Stanton with 3 RBIs, a big home run. You know, just talk about that.
No, all good. Paul G, it was pretty to watch, and swinging the bat good. You know, so really, again, up and down. O gets 3 hits. D's on base. Yeah, just a lot of good things offensively tonight. Everybody really, making a contribution. And then we got some, Claw gives us basically back and Claw there at 3 in the middle. Those zeros were big for us because it allowed us to kind of get the game in check. And at least if we had to, get the ball back to be able to get the ball to AJ and Phelps and the guys back there at the very back end of the bullpen. So those guys right there in the middle were really key for us to be able to hold it down, kind of stop any of the scoring and then be able to add on while we're in there.
Tyler Moore was among the hitting stars for the Marlins on Friday, coming up with his second career multi-home run game. Here's Moore on what worked well.
Awesome night, man. Remember it forever, you know. You don't hit two very often. And for us to get the win and guys just swinging it around and swinging it around us. And, you know, it's just fun group to be around. It really is. And, you know, winning always helps. And, you know, just want it to continue.
You get the second one. What's the reaction now in the dugout?
Disbelief, you know, from myself. No, it's just fun, man. It's just, you know, those guys were throwing pretty hard, and I was just trying to get a pitch to hit, try to be a little bit earlier than usual, and, you know, it hit the barrel and was able to go. I was excited about it.
What do you think of Stan's homer?
He's a freak, man. He's unbelievable. I mean, he's... Since I came over here in spring, he's seems unhuman, some of the stuff he does, some of the stuff that he has done. So it's just fun to watch every day coming here. It's just, disbelief is a good word, too, for that. It's, I mean, he hit that ball probably 500 feet.
Kyle, you guys got three guys now, backups playing starting positions in the infield. I mean, just talk a little bit about how important it is for you all to fill in these spots right now.
Yeah, I mean, as bench guys, you know, I think we've had a pretty close group, you know, CC being up here and stuff, and, you know, AJ coming in tonight and playing. We try to work out together, you know, have like a team bond like that, kind of, because, and Ichiro too, and, you know, we spend a lot of time. We know how difficult coming off the bench is and playing, and we try to support each other as much as possible. And, you know, when those starters have to come out and we get an opportunity to play, you know, we pull for each other. It's a lot of fun.
Do you have a nickname for your group? I think last year was a Goon Squad or something like that.
Not yet. We'll have to think of something.
Yeah.
Playing regularly for almost a week now, what's that been like? Regular at-bats, how much your timing's been getting better?
Awesome. I think this is maybe the first time in my career that I've had a bunch of at-bats, you know, in a row like this. Just glad to be here. Last year, you know, being injured for most of the year was tough to handle, but, you know, just very blessed and to be back on the field and just trying to enjoy it, really.
This is the first time in your career that you've had what exactly?
I mean, just playing for a full week. I'm not sure if I have before with the Nationals or not, but it's been a while.
Well, saying in BP, he was trying to hit it over the batter's eye. Have you ever, like, gone into a batting practice attempting something like that?
I can't do that, so no. He can, you know, so he does that stuff. He's just a freak, like I said. He's just supernatural, and the guy is just very gifted.
Were you guys tracking that over the batter's eye? I mean, you know.
Yeah. The scary thing is I don't think he got all of it. That's the bad thing is, you know, it goes over the batter's eye, and you're just like, I really don't think – I think he could have hit it harder, you know, but it was just impressive.
The series continues on Saturday with Dan Straley taking the mound for the Marlins, opposed by Trevor Williams of the Pirates.